USA News, I'm Lance Pry. As China is blowing up with record-breaking COVID infections, the communist country is allowing their people to travel the world. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo warned America Sunday, Chinese President Xi Jinping could rapidly spread COVID-19 again across the globe. Mike is calling for a block of Chinese flights into America to prevent another outbreak. Robert Charles, former naval intelligence officer on Fox, agrees.
Mike Pompeo is right. We need to be protecting American people. And the Biden administration, whether it's DHS or state or the White House itself, needs to be thinking hard about how do you protect American people in advance of this having to become another epidemic here.
Republican outrage over the facts in the Twitter files released by Elon Musk is front and center when House Republicans plan a new Judiciary Committee with the working name Select Subcommittee on the Weaponization of the Federal Government. The GOP takes the House majority when the new Congress opens Tuesday at noon Eastern. Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva was inaugurated on Sunday, capping a return to Brazil's presidency 12 years after leaving office and less than 2 years after the corruption convictions that sent him to prison were annulled. Avengers star 51-year-old Jeremy Renner is being treated for serious injuries that he suffered while plowing snow near Reno, Nevada on Sunday. Jeremy is in critical condition, although stable. No further details were available. A Pacific storm out west drenched parts of California with record-setting rain, leaving roads flooded and tens of thousands of households without power on New Year's Eve. At this hour, roughly 57,000 people are without power in California, 23,000 in Nevada. Downtown San Francisco recorded 5.75 inches of rain on Saturday. That's the city's highest total in more than 170 years. This is USA News.
The holidays are here. Achieve gifting greatness when you give perfectly aged, tender, delicious Omaha steaks. The steak experts at Omaha Steaks have curated special gift packages to take the guesswork out of gifting and make you a holiday hero. Go to omahasteaks.com and take advantage of 50% off site-wide. Plus, use code TREAT at checkout to get an additional $40 off your order. Send an assortment of mouth-watering favorites guaranteed to impress, like the legendary Butcher's Cut Filet Mignon, air-chilled boneless chicken, ultra juicy burgers, even easy to prepare ready in a flash comfort meals. Omaha Steaks is ready to ship your order right away, so shop early and beat the shipping rush. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout. Omaha Steaks is a gift from the heart, remembered with every unforgettable bite. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com, get 50% off site-wide, plus use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $40 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
Since 1890, the Tournament of Roses has produced America's New Year's celebration, bringing the traditions of the Rose Parade and Rose Bowl game to Pasadena, California. Today's festivities kick off at 11 a.m. Eastern. Gunmen in armored vehicles attacked a state prison in Mexico just across the border from El Paso, Texas, early Sunday, killing 10 guards and 4 inmates. Various armored vehicles arrived at the state prison in Ciudad Juarez about 7 a.m. and opened fire at guards, the state's prosecutor's office said in a statement. What happens when a politician is dishonest during an election? Can New York Republican Congressman-elect George Santos be trusted?
His resume has been called into question, and George Santos admitted parts of his work history and schooling were falsified. Still, outgoing Republican Congressman Kevin Brady of Texas says Santos deserves an opportunity for forgiveness.
We're a country of second chances, and when people are willing to turn their life around and own up to this, then do what it takes to earn respect.
Brady on Fox News Sunday also said voters should decide whether he resigns, not the GOP. The Nassau County District Attorney announced last week an investigation into Santos, while federal prosecutors are also looking into his financial filings. In New York, I'm Jerry Barmash.
At least 4 people died and 3 others were critically injured after 2 helicopters collided on Australia's Gulf Coast near a SeaWorld theme park Monday afternoon. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.